Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Throughout human history, people have tried countless ways to reach God. Some built towers, others created elaborate religious systems, and many sought divine connection through good works and rituals. Yet none of these human efforts could bridge the infinite gap between a holy God and a sinful humanity. This gap wasn't just a matter of physical distance. It was a spiritual chasm created by sin, leaving humanity separated from their Creator. But God, in His wisdom and love, provided the perfect solution. Rather than requiring humanity to reach up to heaven, He came down to us. Jesus made ways for us to experience God's love, mercy, and salvation in the most personal and transformative way. In today's message titled, The Connection Between God and Us, Evangelist Paul Acqua reflects on the significance of Jesus as our mediator and advocate.
I want to draw your attention to why Jesus came from heaven to this planet Earth. Jesus came to save us from our sins and to connect us to God. So you may ask, what does the Bible say about Christ as bridge between God and us, or as connection between God and humanity? Jesus Christ is the only way, the only ladder by which we can be connected to the Father who is in heaven. For there is one God and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. That's what the Bible says. This was the announcement concerning the birth of Christ. Let me read to you. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 1 verse 21 that she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. That's the reason why we celebrate Christmas, my friend. We remember the birth of Christ. Why should Jesus come from heaven onto this earth? He came to save us from our sins. He came to connect us to God. He came to make us have right standing with God. So, my friend, sin is no longer a problem with God. It has been atoned for. That's why he brought Jesus Christ. The Bible says, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. That's a message from angels to the shepherds. And it's recorded in Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. So Christ connects man to God. He is the bridge. He is the ladder. He is the one through whom you can see the Father in heaven. There are no other gods than our one true God. And there is no other way to our Father except through Jesus Christ. Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We all know this scripture from John chapter 14, verse 6. There is no other way to have right standing with God, my friend. There is no other way to connect to God. There is no other way to be saved. Salvation is found in no other one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. That's what the Bible says. Jesus came from heaven to earth to save us from our sins, to connect us to God. The book of 1 Timothy chapter 2 talks about prayer in verse 1. And it says, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people. Then the Bible continues to say that for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peacefully and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus. My friend, Jesus Christ is the bridge. He is the connector. He is the ladder through whom we can connect to God. The Lord desires all of us to be saved through Jesus Christ. That's what the scripture is saying. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus. So this text of scripture in this verse is saying one God and one mediator between God and men. It strengthens this point that I am making. Therefore, we must not exempt anyone from our witnessing. We should be preaching to every creature because that's the mandate Jesus has given to us. The Lord desires that everyone must be saved. Jesus is our mediator, the connection, the bridge between God and mankind. He is here for us. Jesus is the mediator that stood between God the Father and man. And Jesus atoned for our sins, not only for the people by then, but for the people of all time. So the gospel might be preached to every single person. It doesn't matter whether they are kings or queens or people in authority. They all need the gospel. The word mediator, according to the dictionary, means person who stands in between two parties who are angry with each other or who have a dispute with each other. And the mediator seeks to reconcile these two parties who are opposed to each other. God is holy. Man was unholy. And because of that, there was a justice and a desire or intent to punish sin. It was right to release that punishment. And God had to have his son as a substitutional sacrifice for all our sins. Hallelujah. And that's why Jesus Christ is the only connector. Again, mediator is a person who stands in between two parties who are angry at each other, disputing and tries to reconcile them and appease. Jesus is the mediator, my friend. He is the connector. He came from heaven to earth to actually introduce us to God. And through him, we are able to see heaven. We are able to see the Father. We are able to have right standing with God. And so Christians who have received Christ as their Lord and Savior must not keep quiet about this good news. This good news has to be shared to every single creature. God is not angry, my friend. God is not ready to destroy the world like he did to Sodom and Gomorrah because Abraham interceded and Abraham got God down to where even if there were only 10 righteous people in the entire area, God would have spared Sodom and Gomorrah, you know? Don't you think that Jesus did at least that good? Don't you think that Jesus could intercede and negotiate with God as well as Abraham did? If Abraham got God to where he would have spared Sodom and Gomorrah for only 10 righteous people, I tell you, I assure you, God has totally been appeased through Jesus. Jesus came and once for all atoned for our sins. There is no negotiations anymore. All we need is to proclaim the gospel, and all that unbelievers have to do is just receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Jesus is the only way. He is the only bridge. He is the only connector. He is the only mediator between God and man. Hallelujah. God had a wrath and sin had to be judged. But Jesus bore our judgment not only for the past sins, not only in his day, but also for our day, for today, for this time and period. And not only for your past sins and your present sins, but even your future sins have already been borne by Jesus Christ on the cross. Jesus suffered the wrath of God. He was separated, and now Jesus is the only mediator between God and man. Jesus is the only connector to have right standing with God. And if you reject Christ, like many have done, you are antichrist. You are against Christ. You are against what he did, the work he did, his sacrificial death. And I don't think you will do so. If you had been doing that in the past, my friend, change your mind and receive him right now as your Lord and Savior. And if you have received him, you must spread this good news. If you are trying to find another way to the Father, you just push Jesus aside and said, Jesus, I know you atoned for us. I know that you dealt with sin, but I think you are not the only mediator. My friend, it's a big mistake. I think there are other ways to heaven. If you are thinking so, you are in the wrong, my friend. You are trying to add to what Jesus has done. Jesus is all you need, because Jesus plus anything equals nothing, my friend. Jesus plus nothing equals everything. You need Jesus. Bible says Christ is all. If you reject Christ, then you are not esteeming what Jesus Christ has done for him to come onto this earth and to suffer for our sin. Do not reject him. God is not in a bad mood, my friend. God is a happy God. His wrath was poured out on his son, and he satisfied his anger so much that God is not angry at all with people. Does this mean that because God is not angry, therefore we don't need to preach the gospel? No, the gospel might be preached to all. The witness of what Christ did came at an appropriate time, and it is always the appropriate time to share this testimony with others. God has made the provision for everybody, and it's available, but they need to believe for it to work for them. If they don't believe, then the wrath or the anger and the judgment of God is still there. It is still there, even though God loves the world. The anger is still there if you reject his son, if you reject his sacrificial gift. And if people don't accept Jesus as their savior, they will go to hell. That's what the Bible says. God prepared hell for the devil and his angels. It was never made for men. But if you choose to identify with the devil and not accept salvation, and we try and work it out on our own, we will partake of Satan's judgment. God never intended this. He doesn't want people to go to hell. But there is justice. And if a person doesn't accept God's payment, they will go to hell, not for their individual sins. People think, oh, they are going to hell because they are homosexual, or because they drunk, or because they were drug dealers, or because of sin. No, your sins have been forgiven. The sin that's going to send you to hell is if you don't accept the payment for that sin. It all revolves around how you respond to Jesus, my friend. When you stand before God, he's not going to say, okay, so what about this sin? What about that sin? What he's going to do is this. He will say, what have you done with Jesus and your relationship with Jesus? Whether you have made him the Lord is going to determine whether you are accepted or rejected. Those who reject Jesus then will be held accountable for their sins, because they didn't accept God's payment, and they will be judged for their sins. They will have to answer for those individual sins. But the only thing that's really an issue is, what have you done with Jesus? Jesus has paid for our sins, and many Christians have not understood this. They are thinking that all religions are seeking the same God and will go to heaven. That's absolutely wrong. That's not what the scriptures are teaching. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God or the anger of God abides on him. My friend, God loves you. You don't have to work your way to heaven. You just need to wholeheartedly receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. God has already paid for everything. He loves you, and God has provided the only way to connect with Him. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. My friend, this is the time to receive Him as your Lord and Savior. And if you have been saved, this is the time to share the gospel of this good news. Those who want to receive Christ can pray this prayer after me right now, praying everything from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.